border, it's quite common, they call it a tank. Now the term pond is coming in, I think, too.
Well, the pond has been with us as long as I've, long as I remember.
Yeah, I haven't encountered tank up in the north, or in the central belt here. But down there, it was tank, and then sometimes it was pond, and then sometimes it would be tank, same body of water. And now and then they make a difference, this is a tank and this is a pond.
I would think that they're going a lot, especially out in our territory here, they're building, we call them reservoir or pit pond. Now that would be something that would sooner hold the title of tank, because that's what it amounts to, is strictly a pit made into a draw, made in a draw, and it doesn't back the water over the level area. It has depth and little evaporation. And they last as long as a pond. The water will last as long because it isn't the amount of water that the cattle drink that lowers them, it's evaporation.
I bet these are better for fishing too, with those steep banks.
Well, these reservoirs and pit ponds aren't, because the feed isn't there.
Oh.
Now you take any time your water goes over a large area, they have more feeding area.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I stopped at sometimes I stop at the county agent and explain to him what I want. If he's not in, I'll wait for him. I'll pick up everything I can get my hands on, his bookshelf, and read it. And the latest thing I've had is farm ponds. It's interesting to me that the term on the pamphlet is farm pond and not farm tank. I suspect this has influenced the spread of the term, too.
Well, it's been pond as long as... We've always, it's some of the things we called ponds years ago would just barely class as a mud hole today, but then when you made them with horses, it's, you could put a lot of days in there and never move very much earth.
Hit a stone and...
Well, it wasn't, we aren't bothered much with stone here, but you just moved an awful small wad of at a time with a horse, and you'd have to go round, round, round.
Walk and walk and walk.
You walk behind them all day long.
You had to hold the lever down too, didn't you?
While you were loading. And you raised up on it to unload it.
What would you call good, rich, heavy, sandy soil?
Oh, I imagine it would be a loamy type soil. I don't...
Lady I talked to said that's what they had at Mustang. Said at first it was very, very good. But that land was settled in 89. It's been cultivation all this time. She said it's going down.
It's, I understand the land up around there is, it still produces with plenty of fertilizer. If you put plenty of fertilizer, you can raise a good crop, and if you don't put the fertilizer on it, you've wasted your time.
What's good yield around here for wheat?
Well, it has changed a lot in my lifetime. The since 1958, our yields have been above 35, and those were bumpers.
Was that with fertilization?
We haven't fertilized. West of 81, very little fertilizer has been used. Of course, I don't say that all of your ordinary land has been produced like that. It would take a type of crop rotation. I've used a legume on a lot of mine, and I've got the production up that way. Of course, fertilization will do it at the same time. But
now, if you use a legume, you have to take the thing out of cultivation except for that legume crop.
For that 1 year, but you see with our program with the government, you can't sow it so much anyhow, so